This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A stampede at a soccer stadium in Indonesia has killed at least 125 people and injured 180 others after police sought to quell violence on the pitch, authorities said Sunday, in one of the world's worst stadium disasters. Officers fired tear gas to disperse supporters of the losing home side, who had invaded the pitch after the final whistle in Malang, East Java, Saturday night, the region's police chief told reporters. They started attacking officers. They damaged cars, he was quoted as saying, adding the crush occurred when fans fled for an exit gate. Some local officials have put the death toll at 174, but the East Java deputy governor said the number of fatalities had been revised down to 125. The earlier figure may have included duplicate fatalities, he said. The stadium disaster appeared to be the world's worst in decades. Russia has attacked the Ukrainian president's hometown and other targets with suicide drones, and Ukraine took back full control of a strategic eastern city in a counteroffensive that has reshaped the war. AP correspondent Zarya Shockley reports.
Russia's loss of the eastern city of Lyman, which it had been using as a transport and logistics hub, is a new blow to the Kremlin as it seeks to escalate the war by illegally annexing four regions of Ukraine and heightening threats to use nuclear force. Russian President Vladimir Putin's land grab has threatened to push the conflict to a dangerous new level. It also prompted Ukraine to formally apply for NATO membership, a bid that won backing from nine Central and Eastern European NATO members, fearful that Russia's aggression could eventually target them too. I'm Zarya Shakili.
If you'd like more on this or any of the stories we're covering today, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The struggle to recover from Ian continues, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
There's a lot of work left to do.
Florida's Senator Rick Scott on NBC's Meet the Press.
They're trying to get the power back on, make sure your phones work. But the biggest thing right now is just continuing to make sure we find everybody and anybody that needs help, they get to the hospital, get whatever care they need.
Also on Meet the Press, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
I want to get down on the ground, see for myself what the impacts are, and talk to people and hear what they're struggling with and what they think their needs are going to be.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Israel's prime minister is embracing a U.S. plan for sea border with Lebanon. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid has welcomed a U.S. proposal for setting the maritime border with Lebanon, saying the American plan for resolving a long-running dispute between the neighboring countries would lift Israel's economy and boost regional security. Prime Minister Yair Lapid said the proposal was delivered over the weekend to both Israel and Lebanon. While he said it was still being studied, he said the plan would strengthen Israel's northern areas near the Lebanese border, allow Israel to produce additional natural gas, and deliver new revenues to the national coffers. Lapid told his cabinet on Sunday it's a deal that strengthens Israel's security and Israel's economy. Lebanese leaders have also cautiously welcomed the proposal. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Opposition leaders in the separatist Somali region of Somaliland on Sunday slammed as unlawful a decision to extend the term of the president by 2 years ahead of its expiration next month. A powerful council of elders on Saturday voted to extend the term of office to 2024, saying the move is to end a protracted political conflict. But opposition leaders in the self-declared republic rejected the move and denounced a lack of consultation ahead of the announcement. A presidential election had been due to take place November 13th, a month before the original presidential term expired. However, the region's electoral body last week pushed it back by 9 months, citing technical and financial constraints. Burkina Faso's new junta leadership is calling for calm after the French embassy and other buildings were attacked. The unrest follows the West African nation's second coup this year, came after a junta statement alleged that the ousted interim president was at a French military base in Burkina Faso's capital. Recapping our top story, a stampede at a soccer stadium in Indonesia has killed at least 125 people and injured 180 more after police sought to quell violence on the pitch. By remote, Diane Roberts.